Now, ask any young child to name a dinosaur, and more than likely, they will enthusiastically tell you about the mighty Tyrannosaurus rex. Almost 3 meters tall, the T-Rex lived 83.6 million years ago in what is now North America. Now, recent studies have discovered a similar carnivorous dinosaur to have also existed in ancient Australia. Now, to learn more about these Aussie dinos, today we are joined by Stephen Salisbury, the PhD and senior lecturer at the University of Queensland. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Very good. Very excited to hear all about this. Thank you so much for joining us today.
No, that's a pleasure. Glad to be with you.
Now, can you tell us about the story behind this discovery, the finding that the footprint fossils?
Yeah, well, I guess the first thing is we didn't actually find a fossilised skeleton and we didn't find a T-Rex, but what we did find, or we didn't find them, but we've documented them, are some really big footprints that indicate a meat-eating dinosaur that was almost as big as T-Rex. So these are all fossilised tracks that have turned up over the last sort of 100 years or so during coal mining operations in southern Queensland. So today most of the sort of coal exploration that happens in Queensland is through open cut mining, but in the past it used to be done by subterranean tunnels. So shafts would be sort of put down sometimes like over 100 metres, and then where there was a coal seam, miners would get in there and by hand follow the seam along and remove it. And what happened is quite often as the coal was removed in the rocks directly above the coal seam, so what would become the ceiling of the tunnel, dinosaur tracks appeared.
Oh, wow.
yeah, no, it would have been pretty cool to have seen. And some of these were really huge. So this is in an area just to the west of Brisbane, around the town of Rosewood, and then also another town called Oakey. So Oakey is just near Toowoomba, and Rosewood sort of just west of Ipswich. Oh. And the rocks that the tracks were found in is called the Walloon Coal Measures, and it was one of the main sort of sources of coal for a long time in this area. And it dates from the sort of middle to upper Jurassic period, so from about 165 to 151 million years ago, which was the kind of heyday of the dinosaurs. So really famous dinosaurs like Allosaurus and Stegosaurus and Brontosaurus and stuff from North America come from that time period. And the thing in Australia is we've hardly got any record of dinosaurs of that age. The only one that we do have that's any good is from the Walloon Coal Measures, and it's a sauropod known from a place called Roma.
Okay.
In Western Queensland. But that's it. So it's kind of, it's this whole sort of time period where we've hardly had any information. So myself and Anthony Romelia have been sort of really interested in trying to fill some of that void by looking at dinosaur tracks, because the tracks can tell you a lot about what sort of dinosaurs were around. And the cool thing about them as well is that they can tell you what the dinosaurs were doing, which you don't often get from bones.
So for anyone listening that's really intrigued by this new species, and any kids listening who are dinosaur enthusiasts, can you tell us a bit about this new species and what cool things you figured out that it did?
Well, with footprints, we don't actually sort of name the species of dinosaur. We might name the footprint
okay. If
it's good enough. But a lot of dinosaurs probably left similar footprints. So we have our own sort of system for naming footprints and our own system for naming the bones. So we don't have any bones of this dinosaur. All we've got are footprints. And there's, I think in the media, there's a lot of focus on the biggest ones. Mm. Everyone loves the biggest ones. Because there were a couple that were sort of between 70 and nearly 80 centimetres long, which is huge. So that sort of indicates a dinosaur that would have been about 2.5, almost 3 meters high at the hip. So the hip height's the main thing that we can sort of be fairly sure about from a footprint, because obviously you're sort of extrapolating a little bit.
Yeah.
So for comparison, a T-Rex, which we've got a whole skeleton for, is about 3.2 meters at the hips. So this is still big. So for comparison, like probably Australia's best known meat-eating dinosaur is Australoveneta from Winton, and it's only about 1.4 meters at the hip.
So this
is like twice the size.
Wow.
and so we've got a couple of really big tracks that point to a very big carnivorous dinosaur, and then the majority are sort of around sort of 40 to 50 centimeters. So they're sort of pointing to something around the size of Allosaurus. And then there's a few smaller ones that are about sort of 30 centimeters. And they can kind of be divided into two main types. So it probably indicates two different types of meat-eating dinosaurs. And just like today, there were probably, you know, big males and younger ones and females and stuff. So you expect a little bit of variation in the size, but the shape of the tracks can be put into two different categories.
That's so interesting, and I love the fact that you found the footprints, but the bones are still mysteriously haven't been found, so there's heaps more interesting stuff to find out about dinosaurs in Australia.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, with this stuff, I mean, it was a bit of a challenge just piecing together the information on the footprints, because most of them, unfortunately, were destroyed during the mining, so there might be like an archival photograph of one. Some of them, there were attempts to remove them, and other times some of the miners tried to make plaster casts of them. So they've been, all this sort of stuff has been sitting in the archives of the Queensland Museum for a while now, and it was just a matter of going and pulling it all together and doing sort of a comprehensive study. But it's sort of shown us that, yeah, there were some pretty cool dinosaurs getting around Australia at this time, and they were literally right under our noses, just in the southeast Queensland near Brisbane.
Crazy. That's so interesting. Unfortunately, we have to leave it there, but thank you so much for telling us all about it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.